Okay, I've been doing these book signings across the country for 38 years. And the book came out in 1984. Actually, they did the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. I began to write down the book, a manuscript, and I wrote it longhand, freehand. It took over a year and 1,200 legal pad sheets of paper to finish it, 1,200. And the Summerfield News, ESPYs, printed the first three printings. We sold them mainly locally in the surrounding area. And it was selling like hotcakes. And then we went to a major publisher in Atlanta, and went through seven more printings. And then there's been around 500,000 copies of the book sold. And now I have four titles. I started doing other people's stories and all. And my latest one is The Real Tarzan. It's about the famous football player, wrestler Tarzan White. Lived down in Jamestown, and he was my mail carrier when I came back from Vietnam. And when they inducted him into the Sports Hall of Fame, he had already passed away, and they chose me to receive the plaque. And I've still got that plaque, and I'm probably going to donate it to the museum or something like that. And so I have reviews from that just everywhere. And in my book, Vietnam, What a Soldier Gives, I have reviews from President Reagan. It came with a presidential seal on it, handwritten. And I went from there. I got General Westmoreland, Tom Brokaw, people down to people I actually served with. Mm-hmm. And Athey's picked it up and put it in all of their PX Exchange stores nationwide. That's how it got on the bestsellers list. They had me going from PX to PX signing them. It took 2 years to make all of those circles signing that book. I started doing motivational talks, and I did Fort Knox, Kentucky, basic trainees and AIT personnel. I went from company to company every 10 weeks for 25 companies, 200 men per company. And I did that for years. And they would line up, 100 people in a line or something, and just fast I could write my name in them books, and then I'd be off to another company and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. And I've gotten probably over 10,000 letters from the readers, and I have answered every one of them and then filed the letters away, and I'm still getting them. It's just been amazing. It's been one emotional trip for me. When I first wrote the book, I wanted to tell my story and maybe it would help me get over it and, you know, forget it and go on.
Right.
But I can't believe how it took off. I mean, it just amazed me. Gene Espy said he had never seen anything like it either. Mm.
So now you're retiring and you're going to have your books at Dirt?
Yeah, they'll be over there at Dirt. I'm trying to do them locally so people that hadn't got one or maybe got one that's tattered or torn up by now will have a chance to keep one in the library or something. And we have reduced the price to where it's almost nothing. I just wanted to do this so it'd give them an opportunity to get one.
Okay. All right. And so they can go by Dirt and pick up their copy.
Right. I went up there and gave them the books and pre-signed them, and they've got them on display there in the stores. Easy to see there. They got them in a nice location.